Good morning. We have Mason Villarma, the interim borough manager of Wrangell, and we have Shannon McCarthy with the Department of Transportation today. And today is Sunday, December 3rd. How are you guys?
Doing great. I'm really impressed by this community's unwavering commitment to the search and rescue process, and DOT's cleanup efforts have been remarkable. I just went out on site yesterday, and just in the few short days I was gone in DC, it was been pretty incredible to see what they accomplished, and the crews, they just keep going.
And how's your morning, Shannon?
It's going well. Yeah. Just happy to connect with you guys and give you a quick update. So
Great. Thank you. So from what you mentioned yesterday, Shannon, tomorrow concrete will be poured, correct?
actually, the project to pour the concrete will start. I'm not sure on the exact timing of when that concrete will be poured, but that's certainly our intention is to clean up that patch. And make that improvement for the community.
Okay, wonderful. And do you have any new updates?
I do have a slight update on the openings for the permit holders. We're tweaking the times to better suit their needs and better suit our needs. And so that will be from the openings will be from 7:30 to 8, 12 to 12:30, and then 4 to 4:30. So just a
Okay.
little bit of a tweak, but I think we'll match better business times and things like that.
Definitely. Okay, wonderful. That's really good to know. Anything else you'd like to share,
Yeah,
Shannon?
so we'll be bringing in a lot of traffic control devices so that when we do open it up, you'll see movable message boards. There'll be barrels with lights on them. So it'll be really obvious when, where traffic should go. But I think it'll help everyone out.
Great. And that is still just permit holders, correct?
At this point, yes, correct.
Okay. And so I would like to move it over to Mason. Mason, you were in DC last week. How was that?
Yes, it was a wonderful trip. Obviously, our original intent was going there for our capital project priorities, which we had scheduled several months back. We shifted the intent of going there to be completely in addressing the landslide, as well as our public safety related projects, which all our public safety projects are directly tied to this slide. And we had really wonderful conversations with Senators Murkowski, Sullivan, Representative Peltola. We met with DOT, we met with FEMA, we met with the USDA Forest Service. So when I say two plug days of meetings, it truly was. And I think the fruits of that are our delegation team knows our concerns. They've made commitments to addressing some of our public safety projects. In the long term, I guess, with FY25 appropriations through congressional direct spending. So, starting that conversation, I think, more immediately, working with FEMA and Senator Murkowski's office under the Department of Interior to use the services of USGS to really understand what's the right approach in terms of monitoring and deploying equipment to other liability areas across the borough. So that was, the short term fruits of the conversations, I think. And I think we're still understanding our overall approach, but this was certainly a catalyst to get us off the ground.
Great. And so basically, how I understand it, it's still in beginning process, correct? Can you give more specific information that you worked on with the Alaska delegates and the Federal Emergency Management Agency about solutions for Wrangell?
Yeah, I think I could, and I think the Forest Service included, USDA Forest Service had, we had a wonderful conversation about actually cleaning up the other slide that has occurred on Pats Lake Road. And we talked a lot about the emergency access road that's been on our project priority list for quite some time. And that really got some traction there, especially with Murkowski and Sullivan's office. And Sullivan has a lot of pull with FEMA. Looking at the FEMA meeting itself, we talked a lot about individual assistance and public assistance options. I just met with State EOC, and I was informed that there hasn't been a whole lot of applicants for individual assistance. And so I would just encourage anybody that thinks they may have been affected or incurred any sort of damages directly or indirectly, please do apply because the state's willing and able to help in any way possible, fit your needs. So I think FEMA is going to be a longer term process. I don't know that it will escalate to FEMA. That determination still remains to be seen. However, if we do escalate to a federally declared disaster, there is hazard mitigation buckets for both us and WCA to access independently, which would further enhance our mitigation efforts moving forward in terms of the type of equipment we can deploy, monitoring weather stations. And I just say that overall in Southeast Alaska, you're never going to prevent a slide, but if we can better enhance our predictability and you know, assure that our citizens that we're looking after them and their health and safety, that's the best that we can approach this from.
Great. And then for the individual assistance, it's people have until January. I'm forgetting the date. I think.
Yeah, January 27th, I believe it is.
Great. Wonderful. January 27th. And I think somebody will be in town hall or city hall, sorry, this week as well. It won't be Lenita Copeland, who was there last week. She did mention someone else will replace her, correct?
Yep, that's correct. So Lenita just hopped off island and she did a wonderful job meeting with people initially. We will have somebody set up in City Hall, and I'll reach out with a separate email indicating the times of that so folks can take advantage of that opportunity.
Great. So what kind of aid are you seeking for Wrangell as well?
Yeah, so I think you know, generally, obviously the more immediately the monitoring and soil sensoring. I know that DOT is going to put a drone here for the next, you know, year to 5 years potentially. So some of those things are kind of taken care of in the short term. Longer term, we really hammered home the public safety building. It's been the, you know, the EOC for the city, and you know, it's just telling the senators we're tripping on 5 gallon buckets, you know, leaking through the roof on our way up to the debrief meetings. And we really need to preserve this facility because it does house all of our emergency operations, as well as some other vital services to the community. So we hammered that one home. We talked a lot about the dam. I believe the governor will put some funding in his capital budget on December 15th to enhance our dam stability. We've arranged an alternative project, not a complete $50 million rebuild, but between $5 and $8 million for reshoring up the dam, both reservoirs, as well as potentially raising the capacity of those dams. So I think those two we really hammered home, as well as the emergency access road, which I talked about primarily with the Forest Service and FEMA. And we got really creative on the emergency access road because there would be a lot of different partners involved in developing the access road itself, but also maintaining it once it's built. You got DOT has some influence there, the Forest Service does, and as well as the borough. So a lot of different partners that might result in an MOU on the maintenance side. But I think in terms of funding it creatively, we looked at a supplemental emergency appropriation to be made. So Senators Sullivan and Murkowski may put that forward. I know there's a lot of foreign aid going out to Ukraine and Israel right now, and disasters have a tendency to link up into those supplemental emergency appropriations. So that would be a quicker way, and we're going to definitely push that to get that emergency access route started up.
Wow. Okay. So what other help are you hoping to get from DC?
Yeah, I think I think overall, the meetings were really long. It's hard to recapture everything in just a short interview. But by and large, we plan on getting help for our public safety building, the dams, and the emergency access road. There may be other capital projects addressed and not related to the landslide, but that was certainly our focus there. So I think, you know, the conversation will develop further when and if the state moves to declaring a federal disaster. And from what I understand, the governor has some influence over that. I know that other communities in the region on POW could potentially be grouped up with the same disaster. So that would enhance the position of a federal disaster and allow all these communities to use that hazard mitigation funding that's available if approved.
Okay. And do you have an idea of how long that could possibly take if approved?
You know, I don't at this time. I think, you know, they usually have to declare it within 30 days after. So we'll kind of just wait and see there. We'll continue to monitor and provide updates on that if it is escalated to a federal emergency. But for now, I think, you know, the legislative process and the, you know, appropriation process, it takes a long time. We're going to certainly press to get things done as expeditiously as possible. But I know that our leadership team in the delegation, they really have stepped up and offered the resources necessary to take care of our short-term and long-term needs. So I think it's a moving target. It's a new thing for us. So we're trying to develop the best approach to assure citizens that we're watching out for their health, life, health and safety. So.
And then anything else you'd like to add about how the response has been?
No, I'm just really grateful. Oh yeah, go ahead.
Oh no, you go ahead.
Oh yeah, really grateful for Shannon and her team's work up to this point. Like I said, just was gone for a few short days, and the clearing of debris has just been really, really expeditious. And I know that our search and rescue teams have just been unwavering the whole time. We hope to find that, recover that last individual. And, you know, I'm really hopeful that this community can start a healing process, and that's going to take some time, but, yeah, I just note that, and Shannon had mentioned this, that the schedule will have changed for today and through the week. Still three different sessions for permit holders to get through to town, but that's really just to better the position of our operators out there and take advantage of the most time possible, so they can clear and prep the road as much as possible throughout the day.
Great, thank you. And just a reminder, the three new time periods for permit holders are between 7:30 and 8, 12 and 12:30, and 4 and 4:30. So I really appreciate both you, Shannon, and Mason, with talking with me. Is there anything else either of you would like to add?
Not in particular, but we will continue to update the public and you either through these interviews or on social media. And I'll always give you guys a heads up if the hours change or if we have new information.
Yeah, nothing else to add for me. Just really grateful for everybody's commitment to addressing this disaster and really get into the later stages of recovery. So grateful for everybody that's been involved.